Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ez Hashem Life Transforming Advice, Shir number 45. And self-disclosure breeds closeness. Now, here is a sensitive issue, because very often when you self-disclose about yourself, even though it breeds closeness, but if you don't, if you open up to the wrong people and you're over-vulnerable to other people, they could hurt you. They could hurt you with your vulnerability. So it's not so simple of how much you share and don't share with people that could possibly hurt you. But the bottom line is if someone's a good people, if two people want to connect with each other, or a husband and wife, that risk has to be taken, and a larger amount of self-disclosure needs to happen in order for closeness to actually be, despite the fact that sometimes you could get hurt by that disclosure. You see, if you tell somebody that you usually don't tell strangers, people will say you have a positive, you feel positive about them, and they'll feel positive about you. You relate a personal story or something like that. It fosters closeness. While a person who keeps everything about himself hidden will not have close friends. And building a close relationship with others requires this self-disclosure. Again, it's important you don't disclose personal secrets to most people just to become close to them. You know, but so you have to be careful. But if you just discuss weather and politics, you'll never be close with anyone. So it requires discretion, and you need siyata d'shmaya for it. Just mentioning this in passing, B'li Neder, we will have other shiurim in the Shalom Bayis series in that group about the idea of vulnerability and self-disclosure and how it works and the gedarim and what risks one needs to take, especially in marriage, and what yes, what no. But that's something I just thought it was important to bring up, that he brings in the end of his chapter on friendship. The next subject that Rav Zelig Pliskin talks about in Gateway to Happiness, Yivdu Es Hashem B'Simcha, Chapter 8, is living in the present. This is key. This is so key to living a healthy life, the importance of living in the present. The cause of much of our sadness, the cause of much of our suffering, is not our present experiences. Rather, it's that they cause pain by regretting them and resenting the past, worrying about the future. Here is where the danger, even in tshuva people, the Yetzirah grabs you. What does the Yetzirah grab you with? He gives you chazals about how one chelik of tshuva is charata, ala avar, regret over the past, or busha, which is true, an embarrassment over the sin. Or that even if you did tshuva one Yom Kippur, you could or maybe should do tshuva after that because you go on a higher level, you have to do tshuva on that previous sin. And the Yetzirah uses these very chazals to make you nuts and to tie you to the past, not allowing you to move forward. That's why you need a mentor, a rav, a manik to talk to you about the excess guilt about prior sins. There are times where you just simply, your Yaitza Hashem was Meichel you, and you move on. Just giving one example of being stuck in the past and not living in the present, where the Yetzirah tells you, well, oh, you know, you have to still do tshuva on this. But there's a time to move on. If you live in the present, you will save yourself a lot of needless emotional pain. Keeping one's mind on the present is important. Why? Because today, Hayoim, Hayoim, we have to study. Hayoim, we have to daven. Today. Nachum Breslov says this. Hayoim in Bekoyle Shishmo. The idea is Hayoim. Not yesterday, not tomorrow. I'm serving you today. That's the Hayoim. Ze Hayoim Osa Hashem Nagila V'Nisvecha Boy. There's many pshatim about that. Some say he's going on a great day, on the day of his salvation, on a yontiv when he's saying the halal, on the yontiv that we're saying the halal, when we say halal on yontiv, whether it's to commemorate Yitzias Mitzrayim on Pesach, or the joy of Sukkis, or Matan Torah, we say Zeh HaYom, that day of Matan Torah, of Yitzias Mitzrayim, of Kriyas Yamsuf, of the Nes Chanukah, Zeh Hayom, those days of the Pach Shemen, that's Nagidah and Nischabai. But there's another pshat that Zeh Hayom means that day is today, today, whatever day it is now. Zeh Hayom, that day, today, the present moment, Nagilav and Nismechabach, I will rejoice in you. Becha is also the 22 letters. Becha is 22, the letters of the Isis of the Torah. It's a funny story. Rabbi Chmiel Danziger asked his Talmud, where were you all day? Well, I was in the base medrash learning Torah, the Talmud says, but the Rav answered back. He saw, I'm not referring to your body. I know your body was in the base medrash, but where was your mind? Where were you all day? He noticed he was distracted. The Beis Halevi in Parshas Bereishis says on Bereishis Bar Elokim, he explains that Hashem created a new everything, Yesh Me'ayin, from nothingness. And every second he renews it. Every single second is like the very beginning of creation. You view the world in this light. It preserves a freshness in your eyes. This is how you avoid burnout. That's how you avoid many stresses. Today is a brand new day. Now, the moment a person that is poor suddenly gains great wealth, he feels tremendous joy, and he has sincere hakaras hatov to Hashem for giving him the wealth. But after a short period of time, he usually forgets his initial joy, and he no longer feels pleasure over what he already has, and his main focus is likely on trying to get more wealth. And no matter how he is now, he will not consider it enough. But Rav Chaim Volozhin says, this is in Ruach Chaim on Perkei Avos, Perek Dalet Mishnah Aleph, Rav Chaim Volozhin says that if a person requires an awareness, he acquires the awareness, or she acquires the awareness, that every single moment the wealth is dependent on the will of Hashem, then he will feel anew with the original joy that he once had, because every second, this second is not dependent on the previous second. You'll recall the joy of your first child being born, the joy of you becoming engaged, the joy of your wedding. All those past joys will feel like the present because of the renewed creation. Another thing Rabbi Yochanan Lavavis gives as an Eitzah, it's brought down in Das Chachma Musar, Chelek Gimel of his, which is really Chelek Vav of the blue set, I think, that to overcome your negative habit, view each day as if it's the first day of your life. Have a new, fresh view of things each and every day. Yesterday, you may have had difficulties with the situation. Today's a new day. Perhaps things will go better today. Yesterday, you may have felt discouraged, but today, look at life anew. Try again. Yesterday, you cannot overcome your faults, but perhaps today you will. You renew yourself every day. Kriyas Shma Lamita, you remove the sins of whatever happened that day. You do tshuva, you come back fresh Moida Ani on the next day. The famous song, Bortan Chachma Musar, you know, Ha'over Ayin, the past is no more, Va'asad Adayin, the future is not yet, Va'oiva Kerev Ayin, and the present is fleeting as a blink of the eye, and then I guess the rest of the song is Daiga Min Ayin, but that's the concept. The present is the only reality that we have, and it's very short. It'll be easier to deal with life, easier to you to grow, to take day by day, or to take even moment by moment. The Michneh Leyo has a poem in Chelek Gimel, page 306. The past is only memories. The future is but an illusory hope. Focus on the present, for that is where your real life is. And it consists only of tests. Now, these words, it consists only of tests, should not bring you down. It consists of opportunities. Tests are opportunities of growth. It's gifts. You know, the word test, when we use the word that, you know, the Masilas Yesharim says it, and we have to know it, that the whole world is nisyonos, are tests to trap us. You could look at that way, and it's important sometimes to look at it that way. But you need to transform your mind and switch it to the point of saying they're opportunities. They're wonderful, wonderful opportunities. The only difference, the Koich Ve'ar, which I think is Rabbi Yitzchak Blazer, one of the Talmidim, the prime Talmidim, Yitzchak Petelberg, He wrote the Sefer Pri Yitzchak Shalas and Shuvas. He also wrote Kech Ve'or about Rabbi Sol Salanter and Musser. And he says that the only difference between a poor man and a wealthy one is the future. Whatever happened to them in the past is irrelevant. We all live in the present moment regardless of our life situation. No matter what happens in the present moment, in a split second, the present will become the past. So not worrying about the future enables you to enjoy what you already have and what you are enjoying in the present. So you actually cause yourself a great loss by not living in the present. The Alta von Avardek used to say that if a person constantly focuses on the future in his present moments, he entirely loses out on his present moments. When the future finally becomes present, he continues to think about the future of that future, and he'll never be present. Ramon Achai Lechavish used to say that from the time he reached a level of understanding, he did not worry a single time about what will be in another hour. While a person who has worries about the future will never be happy. When he has a newborn infant, he'll be happy if he lives in the present and appreciates his baby, but if he focuses on what will happen in the future, eventually the child will die, or what's going to be with his shidduch, and he's only 2 years old, you'll make yourself nuts. So the only sensible way to live is to live in the present and to enjoy your present experiences, to live in the present. It's also, by the way, just to give people chizik, especially if they're dating, what happens a lot, and I've seen it, sometimes, let's say, pick a girl that's, let's say, starts dating when she's 18, and she's in a situation where she goes out and she gets engaged when she's 21 or 22. It happens. There's a four-year stretch there. Looking back, I'm talking, right? You're looking back, that's what happened. Or a boy, same thing. Chassidish boy, starting when they're 17 or 18. It's 23 when they first became a chassan, 5 years later. Agonizing. Or a Litvish that started when they were 21. They didn't become a chassan until they're 25. 4 years. Whatever it is, it happens a lot in the tkufas. So looking back, once they're married, once they're a chos and they're established, they look back, it's not relevant to them anymore. Baruch Hashem, they're married, they're established, they have children, and everything's fine. But they look back and they see that there was a 3-4 year gap where they were dating and they were worried or whatever. But if you could train yourselves, bachrim and girls, that to say to yourself, to work on that betachin, as you're dating, doing your shtadlis, whatever it is, yemashiyah, hopefully it goes smooth and you disclosure right away. But even when not, that you could grow. You don't have to spend 24/7. You're worrying about dating and who I'm going to marry and what I'm going to do and what's going to be. And the mind, what happens is a lot of times those 2 year, 3 year, 4 year periods is years of stunted growth because you're not growing, not in ruchnius and not even in gashmius, in anything, because this is in your mind 24/7, while in the right healthy attitude, and it takes training, it takes skill, it's not easy. It's not easy when you see friends around you getting engaged and you're still single. It's not easy. But if you stay centered and you have your feet on the ground and you stay focused and you say, I'm going to create treasures in the present so that when I do get married, at least I'll look back and say, those years that I dated, whatever it was, I made them worthwhile. I did not wallow in self-pity. I did not wallow in worry. I utilized the time. I made the most of my days, the most of my nights. I was Isaac and Tyra. I said Tehillim. I did chesed. I was productive. I became a better human being. Ultimately, actually, the longer, if you date in that way, you become a better human being as you think this way, and you'll end up marrying someone on a higher level. Because you're on a higher level, because you worked on yourself through that area of dating. So don't, it's hard while you're in it. I picked an example with dating, but it's not just with dating. It's difficult. There's other difficult situations. One of them could be waiting for test results. Like your life feels like it's on hold because you don't know whether you have a serious something that you have to deal with. And it's very, very difficult. So it is necessary. No one's saying it's easy. But when you look back and say that even in this waiting period, holding pattern of whatever it is, waiting to get married, waiting as a result of a test comes in, waiting to find out whether this job will go through or not go through, and you have to wait through a process, it's agonizing. But if you force yourself to say, no, I'm going to utilize the present and learn and accomplish, you will feel a tremendous amount of satisfaction, and the betochen will grow, and it'll just feel a lot better, and it's a healthier way to live. Brocha v'hatzlacha.